Hey, peace. Sending you peace. Peace. Peace with you. Peace out. I've said it before, maybe in a sermon. We have all the time we need, and we have more time after to chat and hug and catch up. JJ, I'm gonna make it back to you. I'll see you after. All right. After we carry the light. All right, our scripture today. Good morning. You never know what you're going to get here. Okay, our scripture comes from the book of John, chapter 11, verses 1 through 44. It's kind of long. It starts with, Lazarus is ill. A certain man, Lazarus, was ill. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary, and her sister Martha. This was the Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent word to Jesus, saying, Lord, the one whom you love is ill. When he heard this, Jesus said, this illness isn't fatal. It's for the glory of God, so that God's Son can be glorified through it. Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. When he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed where he was. After 2 days, he said to his disciples, let's return to Judea again. The disciples replied, Rabbi, the Jewish opposition wants to stone you, but you want to go back? Jesus answered, aren't there 12 hours in the day? Whoever walks in the day doesn't stumble because they see the light of the world. But whoever walks in the night does stumble because the light isn't in them. He continued, our friend Lazarus is sleeping, but I am going in order to wake him up. The disciples said, Lord, if he's sleeping, he will get well. They thought Jesus meant that Lazarus was in a deep sleep, but Jesus had spoken about Lazarus' death. Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died. For your sakes, I'm glad I wasn't there so that you can believe. Let's go to him. Then Thomas, the one called Didymus, said to the other disciples, let us go too so that we may die with Jesus. Jesus with Martha and Mary. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was a little less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. Many Jews had come to comfort Martha and Mary after their brother's death. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, while Mary remained in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Even now I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you. Jesus told her, your brother will rise again. Martha replied, I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though they die. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She replied, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, God's Son, the one who is coming into the world. After she said this, she went and spoke privately to her sister Mary. The teacher is here and he's calling for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to Jesus. He hadn't entered the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were comforting Mary in the house saw her get up quickly and leave, they followed her. They assumed she was going to mourn at the tomb. When Mary arrived where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. When Jesus saw her crying and the Jews who had come with her crying also, he was deeply disturbed and troubled. He asked, where have you laid him? They replied, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to cry. The Jews said, see how much he loved him? But some of them said, he healed the eyes of the man born blind. Couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying? Jesus at Lazarus' tomb. Jesus was deeply disturbed again when he came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone covered the entrance. Jesus said, "Remove the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said, "Lord, the smell will be awful. He's been dead 4 days." Jesus replied, "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see God's glory?" So they removed the stone. Jesus looked up and said, "Father, thank you for hearing me. I know you always hear me. I say this for the benefit of the crowd standing here, so that they will believe that you sent me." Having said this, Jesus shouted with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his feet bound and his hands tied, and his face covered with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go."
Thank you, Carrie. To let folks know, what I'm kind of doing is having a reader for a month, so I'll be asking one of you to be a reader next month, but I think I must have chosen you got the longest text, so it'll be easy for anyone else next, so thanks, Carrie. I am a mystic. That is my coming out story for you today. Mystic, what's the big deal of being a mystic? Well, in all of our religions and traditions, it's usually considered the hippy-dippy folks. You mystics, you're the ones who aren't serious. You like experience. Well, actually, yeah, and it's ancient. We actually, the ancients, when they taught the texts, it was told in story, was not read. So it was told with memorization. It had a lot of action. It was told about the elements because you had to live in the elements. You were aware of the elements. There was no air conditioning. There was no heat. So you were very aware of your surroundings. And that's all mysticism is to be truly aware of your surroundings and that every moment can be a holy moment. That God, as the movie says, is everything and everywhere at all times. And so it's just acknowledging that. Now Jesus is hanging out with his friends. It's another active day. It's going along with these stories that we've been doing. We had Nicodemus, remember, in the dark, the power guy, the power broker, meeting. So we have those senses, right? It's dark, it's quiet. It's almost like we have to go like this to hear what Jesus is saying. And then we have the woman at the well, remember? And that gets into a different kind of feeling, different kind of emotion. It's out in the sun, it's in the heat, it's the hubba hubba place, right? Remember? That's where people get together to hubba hubba. And then we have the blind man. That goes again to more of our senses. Last week, we got to hear from Britt and Chuck. What is it like to live in a world that does not really cater to folks being blind? And now, this week, we've got the grand finale, death. How do we overcome death? Now, these folks have gotten to know Jesus. Again, they think he's a rock star, and they like hanging out with a rock star. But now, they want Jesus to work on their time. Jesus, again, is like, "I will not be put in a box." Really, if you don't learn anything from me ever, ever, just remember this. Jesus does not want to be in a box. Amen? We do not mold him to be like us. And he's always going to remind us. For instance, in this story. So we got the story of Mary and Martha, our favorite sisters. And Lazarus has died, or they think he's died. And in fact, Jesus has heard about this. He knows. And he's like, "But people, your faith is supposed to be deeper than me coming and doing a trick for you." And so he's passed away. He's in the tomb. But the story here tells us he's been there for 4 days. That means, in the tradition, that was the tradition at that time, they have already started the wrapping and the stuff. And Jesus, he's waiting on purpose. Because he's like, maybe these folks will get it. And the Gospel of John loves Jesus, right? Likes that Jesus, it's kind of the hippy-dippy version. It's like, I so love the world. I'm here for you. And I want you to get that I'm here for you. But y'all don't get that I'm here for you. And you don't believe that life can happen right now. And that new life can happen right now. And they don't, do they? And don't you love this? And I know none of you will ever do this to Pastor. Pastor, if you just would have prayed this way, I would have gotten better, right? That's what Martha does. What nerve she has. I really like snarky women, but hello, you're talking to the Savior of the world, Martha. I know you don't like doing housework. I know you don't, but woman, get over it. Jesus, if you would have, you know, gotten here sooner on my time, he'd be alive. She's like, no, I am life all the time. There is life all the time. Where's your faith, woman? It's kind of like people that don't believe in Ted Lasso anymore. Where's your faith, right? Where's your faith? No, no, no. And remember, Martha's the practical one, right? Practical Midwest church lady. Jesus, I'm not going to go to the tomb and raise him because, well, he's going to be smelly. It's going to be gross. And because he's dead. And Jesus is like, woman, where is your faith? Go get him. Now, this really is a funky turn in the scriptures. And I just love literature, biblical literature, because, right, in most every case, the woman is the smarter one, right? And she, right, we got the Syrophoenician woman that wants her daughter healed. We've got the woman at the well. We've got usually these women. We got Martha right now. But what does Jesus do instead to kind of upset the fruit basket? He says, Lazarus, come out. God is not manipulative. God invites us, and we get to choose if we want to come out. We get to choose if we want to participate. We get to choose if we want to make disciples of the world. So he doesn't get an answer at first, does he? Lazarus, come out. You know, Lazarus is like, hey, man, I'm in, I got to unwrap here. I got to do this. I'm coming. And he does come out. And Mary and Martha are like, whoa. Of course we knew. No. There's silence for a reason, because actually then there's a turn in this story. The lectionary stops where you stopped, the three-year cycle that we all do. But now let me show you what's next. That doesn't usually get written, but it is a great scene in Jesus Christ Superstar. It's Caiaphas and the chief priests realizing that indeed Jesus is a rock star, and he's dangerous. So I'm going to start now at verse 48. If we let him go on like this, meaning doing these miracles, right? See what's happening? The folks that know him and love him and closest to him can be snarky with him and can talk back to him. You only have an argument with someone you love, right? Right? Where's Jay? Right? You only have an argument with someone you love. These folks indeed are intimate. They are family. They know Jesus and they know him well, and especially Mary and Martha, because he stays there when he travels. So now, here are the chief priests. Here are the Pharisees. Here are the ones that actually are benefiting from the Rome occupation. But if this rock star Jesus becomes more famous, the Romans will come after them, because they'll be like, why can't you keep a handle on your Jesus? Now let me start reading this again with you having all this information. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. Then the Romans will come and take away both our temple and our people. One of them, Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, told them, you don't know anything. You don't see that it is better for you, for you all that the one man die for the people rather than the whole nation be destroyed. He didn't say this on his own. As high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would soon die for the nation, and not only for the nation, Jesus would die also so that God's children scattered everywhere would be gathered together as one. And from that day on, they plotted to kill him. See why we don't read this? Living Jesus is tough and challenging. It's threatening. But you know what? Jesus, in this whole text, he is prophesying. He knows indeed there is going to be a death. It's going to be his. But he's doing it for the community. Woo, right? Okay, let me lighten things up just a little bit, okay? So, like I said, I'm a mystic. I believe that life and the holy are everywhere and anywhere, and that we are going through a resurrection. We are going through new life. So what we're going to have to do, friends, is we got to open up these curtains, just like we're opening up the tomb. And we got to tell all this stuff to get out. Amen? Amen? I hope this you can see this. Do you know what this message is, right? Well, it's a lot better than it was. But this message says we're tired, we're not open, and there's no room for anyone else. We just have room for stuff, dead stuff. So, friends, it is not risky. We are not going to get crucified. Well, I might for throwing stuff away. No, we're not going to get crucified if we clean house. Amen? It is no risk at all. We will just have room for more people. Amen? Come with me, people. Come with me. So, the goal for us to live out the scriptures, for me anyway, is that this is cleaned out by Easter Sunday. Can we have new life by Easter Sunday? Just say yes, amen. If I have to do miracles, I will, but you're going to help me. We're going to figure out where can those extra pews go. I don't know, maybe in church, right? I see there's some pretty chairs. Maybe we could have a table and chairs so a Bible study could happen. I don't know. Maybe we could have a kids' place so kids could be over here playing and we have that open so they're still part of us, but got space. Amen?
Yeah. Joe and I joined Bible study in this room around 15, 16 years ago. That's when we started.
Okay, Flo, come on in. Let's move this stuff out. Yes! Yes, thank you. It has happened. It can happen. It will happen. And we aren't even going to get arrested by the authorities to do it. So I think we can do it. Can we do this?
Yes.
We can do it. Yes, we can. Yes. I'm actually making friends with them. So yes, yes, we can. So friends, this is a heavy scripture, but we live heavy lives, right? Life is complicated. We have been through a lot. I know you all have been through a lot. Felt like abandoned, felt disempowered, felt like no one cared. But you know what? We do care, and we're here, and let's show it, okay? So let's continue the journey. Get this from the scriptures. Resurrection isn't easy, but we get there. And anybody who has birthed a child or birthed a child for somebody else, we know birth ain't easy, but it's worth it. So we're going to have some bumps. We're going to get dirty like we did yesterday. But is it worth it? Yes. Okay. So church will continue at the bazaar. Take whatever you want from that window and then have some treats out there, and I think we even have more bizarre things. And then if you don't take it, we are going to call it and call it. We're going to get it. We're going to call somebody and get it hauled away. There we go. So remember, God indeed is here, there, and everywhere. So let's live like it. Amen.